Hey, do you watch the local news? Like the shit on the local affiliate, like ABC, NBC, Fox, whatever the fuck is going on in your fucking town. Do you watch it? Do you watch like the fucking Channel 2 News or the Channel 4 News or whatever fucking channel that shit is? Because I don't, and there's one simple reason for it. It's not that I don't want to know what the fuck is going on. It's just that the local news sucks. The local news is fucking terrible, especially the TV news. Local radio news is a little bit different. I worked in local radio news for about 10 and a half years or some shit. There's a lot less gravitas and douchebag bullshit in radio or on radio than there is in normal TV news, at least at the station I was working at. Because there's a lot of fucking pompish shit coming down from the networks that I used to have to fucking listen to and play. But it just bothers me more, I guess, when it's on the local level. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I think, like, dude, you live here. Why are you being a fucking idiot? Like, you're on fucking the local news in Buffalo, New York. Like, it's not a huge deal. You gotta be a fucking moron. Here's basically what I mean, too. Like, local news person, like, local news story. There's always, like, a lot of dumb fucking puns. And the newsman or the news lady always is speaking as if what they're talking about is way more fucking important than it actually is. Like, they're not talking to you like I'm talking to you right now, which is what I want. I want, if you're gonna tell me the fucking news, just let me know what the fuck is happening. You know, don't be a fucking moron, be like a professional, but you don't have to go over the top with gravitas. For example, like, if there was a local news story about, like, a whale sighting. I know this is fucking out there, but, like, let's say there was a fucking whale that was, like, in your fucking town in, like, the waters. And it was, like, fucking going by. Like, if there was a local news story about that, they'd have some fucking asshole out there watching the whale, and he'd be like, he'd throw back to the studio, he'd be like, you know what, Terry? This has been a whale of a good time. Back to you. Like, what the fuck is that shit? You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. You know that tone. You've heard it before. It's douchey. It's douchey bullshit. But it's all over the place. Like, there's no prerequisite that you have to sound like a fucking moron to get on the air. I know. I've been on the air. As fucking crazy as that fucking sounds. Like, I was on the air for 10 fucking years. I never fucking talk like that. I'm like, yeah, you gotta project a little bit. Yeah, the voice is a little bit different when you're actually on the air than when you're off the air just shooting the shit because you need to fucking, like, get your fucking point out there. You gotta fucking talk with some fucking bass in your voice. But you don't have to be a fucking idiot. Sometimes the puns don't even make sense. I was watching the local news. Oftentimes when I actually see the local news, I'm there by accident. Like, I'll have a football game on, and then they'll cut to the local news, like, after the game, and I won't change the channel. Like, I'm expecting, like, another game to come on, but they're, you know, they pull the rug out from under me. They pull the old switcheroo, they put the game at, like, another fucking station, and I don't switch it. I'm, like, wandering around, doing whatever the fuck around the apartment, and then I look up, and the local news is on. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm a fan of the Buffalo Bills, and they've been a fucking embarrassment so far, and I remember I'm watching the local news after the first Bills game of the season, and they got their fucking shit pushed in. It was a fucking debacle. They lost by like 8,000 points, which is only a slight exaggeration to the shit that I saw on television. So it's the first game of the year. So they lost. So first game, one loss. So there's two ones. Their head coach was starting his second year. So there's a two, right? And then the local news lady gets on and she starts talking about like the Bills game. And she's like, well, it appears that the third time was not the charm. And I heard that. I'm like, the third time? What the fuck? The third time what? What are you talking about third time? There's no threes involved here. What the third? What, I don't even know what the fuck that means. You just took like a random saying and you plugged it into a fucking news story. What, did you just have that in your back pocket? Like, wait a minute, motherfucker. One of these days, third time the charm's gonna come in handy. First of all, you didn't even come up with it. Like, that's not like a new saying. That's not something that you just fucking thought up. That's something that's been around as long as I've been fucking around. Like, third time's a charm, whatever the fuck. Like, what is the third time? I have no idea what the fuck that pun meant. I like rewound it on the DVR. I'm like, what? Did I fucking hear this right? Because this makes no fucking sense. And then I rewound it and I re-listened to it. And the same thing, like, third time's not the charm. Like, that doesn't mean anything. I don't know what the fuck. I just don't get it. Why the puns? Why the dumb bullshit? One of my buddies, Shrubs, is, like, really into the dumb bullshit. Like, the dumb, punny bullshit. He'll, like, bring it, like, when he's doing, like, sports scores. Like, hey, the Pirates deck the cards. I get it, because, like, a deck of cards. But first of all, it's Cardinals, asshole. It's the fucking Cardinals. And nobody decks Cardinal. I don't know what the fuck. You can just say fucking deck the Cardinal. Whatever. God damn it. Or, like, you get the people who are, like, really fucking cute. Like, if, like, the Vikings beat the Bears, it'll be like, the Vikings mauled the Bears. Yeah, it's a fucking pun based on the team's name. Or, like, if the Penguins beat the Sabres, sometimes you hear this dumb bullshit, like, the pens proved mightier than the swords. Like, I get it, I understand it, but I don't want to hear that shit. This isn't fucking open mic night. How often have you listened to the local news or any kind of a fucking news broadcast when somebody brought some weak piece of shit like that? How often have you ever heard that and thought, that's a good goddamn line right there. I wish I thought of it. You don't. Nobody thinks that. Anytime anybody fucking hears that, they roll their fucking eyes. Unless it's legitimately funny or legitimately clever, it doesn't fucking add anything. It takes away from whatever the fuck you're trying to say, because then I think you're a fucking idiot. I always wanted to just do a good job and to not be a douche. That was my only goal when I was on radio. Like, okay, let's not try to puke all over ourselves and let's try not to be a douche. And if you watch local news, they don't follow either of those rules because they throw up all over themselves often. There's a fucking ton of fuck-ups in local news, and they're always douchey. Jesus Christ. Fucking bugs the shit out of me. I'll be back, though. Sundays and Wednesdays is when you get your new podcast episodes. I'm on Podbean. Every episode's there, website or the app. I'm also on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcast. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. You can see my fucking face. Pictures of me, videos of me on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. And if you're my friend on Facebook, or even if you're not my friend on Facebook, you can find the podcast right in my timeline there.